Okay, so we continue in the Beis Halevi on page 20. The learning today, as always, should be as Chosi Lenishma Satir Chavakai Melozov Ben Shem Shinarye and Reb Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Sion. It should be as Chos for Fuhr Shlema. Chaim Doi Ben Menarachu, Chanalia Ben Shem Darachu, and Abadati Ben Peril. As well as Chos for all those in the Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So he's talking today about someone who has Gaiva, it's rebelling against the Malchus of Hashem, right? We talked about that someone who has Gaiva is. It's like he's serving Avodah Zarah. It's like he's being Oyver on Snus. And today we're going to say that he's rebelling against the Malchus of Hashem, meaning he's rejecting Hashem as his master. He says like this, U'bezayir HaKadosh Parshas Vayeshev. He says, Toiv nikle ve'eved loy, better off to be lowly and serve mi miskabed v'chasa lechem than to have honor and lack bread. Now, Pashup Shat, that means, that Rashi over there explains, that the Pasuk means, that it's better off that you take a job, even if it's beneath your dignity, but you take a job and earn a living, than keep your honor and you end up having no food to eat. That's the Pashup Shat. However, the Zayar learns it a little differently. The Zayar learns, HaMiskabed Kimada Amaran, someone who honors himself, is arrogant, as we've said, the Iu Oikir Garme, who thinks that he's very important, Misalsel Besarai, he curls his hair, his Skai Beruche, he has prideful spirit, so he shows it in his chitzonius, the way he dresses, the way he curls his hair, the way he, takes care of his appearance. The iu chasa lechem, and he lacks bread. What does that mean? Chasa mehem nusa means he lacks faith, which is compared to bread. So we're saying now that although lechem literally means bread, the Zayar is interpreting it as if it means his faith. He's lacking faith. Mikol zanira, this is apparent. Why? Someone who has gaiva is rebelling against the malchus of Hashem. Gaiva is the garment of both a ben chayrin and an adai, meaning someone who has a right to be prideful, to feel accomplished, someone who's both free and is a master. How can a servant have gaiva when he's standing in front of the master? And his master looks very closely and sees the deficiencies. And therefore, someone who has gaiva, it's like he's denying God's essence. And he says, who is a master over me? So it doesn't make any sense that a servant should be standing in front of the master, and the servant should have gaiva. The servant should feel somehow that he has prominence over the master. Is there any greater act of rebellion than an eved standing in front of his master and feeling like he's better, like he's greater than his master? And the Ramban stresses this point when he says that he writes in the Geras Ramban, he writes, now my son, understand clearly that someone who has gaiva towards other men rebels against the Malchus of Shemayim because he's glorifying himself in the robes that Hashem gave him, meaning he's using the mantle that Hashem gave him, his body, his neshama, and he's using the tools that Hashem gave him, and he's using that to hold himself up as greater than Hashem. And this is an idea that we talked about, if you remember, going all the way back to Taima Devaira, that you're using the tool that Hashem gave you to rebel against him. You're taking the mantle, the body, the appearance, your accomplishments, your abilities, everything that God gave you, and you're using those tools to hold yourself up over Hashem, to have gaiva. And so you're rebelling against Hashem. And he says that's the greatest act, that's the greatest chutzpah, is to use the tools that Hashem gave you against him. And he brings down on the bottom here the idea that a mitzoira, when he is going to purify himself, one of the karbonos that he brings is a karbon asham. Now, if you did today's daf, you'll know that a karbon asham is brought when it's associated with being mechalel kachim. So that's what a asham. You have a asham ila. We talked today about someone who goes into the Beis Hamikdash is mitami the Beis Hamikdash. So you bring a karba asham when you're mechalel something that's holy. Why would a mitzayra bring a asham? What does that have to do with a mitzayra? So he says, based on a medrash, that there are two averis that you get saras for. One is for lashon hara, and one is for gaiva. Actually, you get saras for being a bal gaiva. Both of these involve a chilul Hashem. When you speak Lashon Hara, you're speaking privately, you're not speaking in front of the person, and you're showing I'm afraid of the victim, of the subject that I'm talking about. I want him to hear me, but you're disregarding that Hashem is in the room with you. And that is a major chilul Hashem. Similarly, someone who's a Baal Gaiva, who cloaks himself in the garment that Hashem gave him, and he's disregarding, again, it's a holy guf that Hashem gave you to use for Kedusha, and you're being mechallel that guf by using it for something ra. So therefore, it's very appropriate that someone who is a Metzaira, who's getting a kapara either for Lashon Hara or for Gaiva, has to go and bring a Karban Hashem because he sinned in a similar fashion by desecrating that which is holy. Okay, well, let's stop here. We'll finish the piece tomorrow.